ready to run.
In the thriller Live Free or Die Hard, Bruce Willis takes on an internet-based terrorist organization trying to shut down the United States, starting with traffic signals. It's a scenario that the U.S. military worries someday may be real. The next war may also find U.S. troops on the offense in cyberspace.
But I think we need to get ready and get set to be able to allow our forces to essentially leverage the cyber world.
Cyber warfare is so sensitive, the Pentagon refused to provide any official to speak on camera. The Air Force is considering establishing a separate organization just to handle it.
Some people are talking about the things that belong in the movies, not at the Pentagon.
But this recently declassified National Military Strategy for Cyberspace Operations spells out the Pentagon strategy, superiority in cyberspace, and says troops must be able to conduct the full range of military operations in and through cyberspace. It's more than just shutting down the other guy's systems. Experts say the idea, use cyber attacks to disable aircraft, make radars go blank, and even plant false intelligence in enemy computers.
It's never going to take the place of hot steel on target.
The Pentagon is already concerned about Chinese and Russian cyber tricks. It's thought Moscow was behind recent attacks on Georgian government websites.
Let's go finish this up.
Real cyber war, however, may not look very Hollywood.
Well, combat in cyberspace is mainly going to look like a bunch of people sitting at keyboards and staring at screens. It's probably not going to be as exciting as it is in the movies.